Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, March 18th, 2021. We have 14 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, well, the sunny weather is gone for a bit. We have a gale warning in effect from this evening through Friday morning. Today, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming south 20 to 25, gusting to 30. Isolated gusts up to 35 will be possible. Wind waves from the south 4 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 8 feet at 12 seconds apart. Rain is likely today. And today we're going to talk a little bit in just a few minutes about the tremendous U.S. Coast Guard resources that are located here on the Lower Columbia. You see them occasionally. You might see a helicopter flying out to sea or coming back, or you see a Coast Guard ships at the waterfront in Astoria. You might see a rescue or training going on in the waters around Astoria. So we are a U.S. Coast Guard city here. We have lots and lots of Coast Guard folks here. And so I thought it would be fun to just talk a little bit about what you might see as a person on land of those Coast Guard resources, and also what are those folks doing. So we have a lot of training that goes on here for people who become rescue swimmers and surfmen and the people who operate the motor lifeboats. And it's pretty exciting stuff, and a lot of really high-level training goes on here. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 6 inbounders. We have 3 in our Astoria anchorages. We have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. So we've had a big backlog of ships in the anchorage over the past few weeks. That has kind of sort of been pared down as ships have gone upriver to pick up cargoes and are going through the system of coming into the river, perhaps waiting in the anchorage, going to a berth, picking up cargo, and then leaving. We have a small number of ships, usually car ships, container ships, and some bulk carriers that come in loaded. But most of our ships that come in here are coming in here to pick up cargoes of raw materials like soda ash, wheat, corn, you know, agricultural products that are made into foods later on. And so that's our sort of stock and trade here on the Columbia in terms of ship cargo, is often those raw materials that are sent elsewhere for manufacturing. Let's see. First in the river today, the Italian Bulker came in really early, around 1:30 this morning, headed upriver to the Vancouver, Washington anchorage there. She is going to pick up soda ash at the Port of Portland eventually. She probably got up to Portland around 7:30 this morning. The Yasa team did arrive from South Korea this morning. Around 5:30, she's in the Astoria anchorage awaiting orders. Not quite sure what her cargo is yet, but probably wheat is a good guess. The Morning Linda is arriving from Puerto Rico. She is headed for the Vancouver anchorage, and it looks like she's a car carrier headed for the Port of Portland. Could be Hyundai's on board there. So she'll pass Astoria around 10 a.m. Car carriers look different from the usual ships in that they have very high sides, and they look very big and blocky because they are, you know, form follows function, and the ship is like a big floating parking garage, very seaworthy, but designed to hold different decks inside of cars, vehicles, trucks, could be, depending on what the type of cargo the vehicles the ship is carrying. The Delphinus is our next inbounder, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll probably be there by about 6:30 p.m. She'll be heading upriver to pick up wheat eventually. The Noshima is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the Astoria anchorage, and she will be there by about 9:30 p.m. She is also a wheat ship. The Serenity is arriving from Sacramento, California, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She'll be coming in a little after midnight to pick up wheat. She'll end up in the Vancouver anchorage by about 6:30 in the morning on Friday. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the CMB Permicky. She's headed for Kalama, leaving around 2 p.m. She's going to be picking up corn, soy, or wheat. Take her about 5 hours to get up there. And the Arsinoe is waiting orders. I believe she's a wheat carrier. And the cruise ship Regatta remains at the Astoria, Port of Astoria, Pier 1 there. And she's not handling any cruises. She's being stored there, if you haven't been following that. She's just, you know, awaiting the opportunity to go back into service as a cruise ship. But she has a crew on board that are taking care of her and maintaining the ship until that happens. In our outbounders, we have the Ocean Tact. She's leaving Longview with logs on board. She'll be leaving around 3 p.m. It'll take her about 3.5 hours to get past Astoria outbound. The Aries Charon is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound then about 9:30 p.m. The Cherry Dream is leaving Portland with soda ash on board about 9 p.m., give her about 6 hours to get downriver and out to sea. The Alkyonis is leaving Vancouver around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the Ever Imperial is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 11 p.m. It'll take her about 6 hours to get past Astoria outbound. Let's talk about the Coast Guard, one of my favorite topics. So if you're on land, like most of us are, you might occasionally hear or see a Coast Guard helicopter heading out to sea or coming back to the air station in Astoria. A lot of rescues happen here. Out at Cape Disappointment, there is the National Motor Lifeboat School is there. And what does that mean? It means that those rescue boats that go out into the most awful weather to help people who are in trouble on boats, that's where they train people. They train people to do them, and they do that here on the Columbia because the Columbia River Bar is just one of the worst waterways for bad weather, which means it's one of the best waterways for learning how to handle bad weather. And so you see a lot of those motor lifeboats from Milwaukee, from the port there, going out to from the motor lifeboat station, going out with people who are learning how to be surf men and women, and who are learning how to handle those boats, to operate them, to handle things when things get difficult, to even handle what happens if the boat flips over in the surf, which those boats are capable of rolling 360 degrees. I interviewed a person years ago about that. Down there at the station, I was able to go aboard one of those boats, and I said to him, "Well, because he was showing me how they were all strapped in when they were on the deck in bad weather," and I said, "Well, what do you do if the boat rolls over?" And he said, "You hold your breath." So very calm, a collected person who was an instructor there at the school, actually. So there's also, in addition to the National Motor Lifeboat School, there's the Advanced Rescue Swimmer School there. So rescue swimmers are the people who are in the helicopters, who drop into the water from a hovering helicopter and rescue people. And they are amazing people. It's quite a training ordeal to go through to become a rescue swimmer. And I remember interviewing someone years ago about that. And there at the time was a 75% dropout rate at a rescue swimmer school because people would get in and think, "Oh, I'd love to save people." And then they find out what is involved. Extremely strenuous work. You really have to have your wits about you and have just incredible courage to do that kind of work. And so those people are also being trained here locally. There is the aids to navigation station that is out at Tongue Point there, where you see the buoy tenders. They have all sorts of buoys. They service the buoys in the area. And so there's so many things that are going on here related to the Coast Guard. So we truly are a Coast Guard city here. And so the buoy tenders are black, have black hulls. The Coast Guard cutters that do enforcement have white hulls. And so you'll see those little aluminum-hulled smaller patrol boats and helicopters. And so those are probably the most likely things that you will see as a person on land that lets you know that the Coast Guard has a big presence here. But they really do, and they rescue about an average of one person a day year-round. So quite extraordinary. Here's hats off to our Coast Guard folks, our coasties. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.